Welcome to shareenjoyment.com, the nightly share. Thank you to Jake, Mitch, and Arye, and Ellie, and everybody for all your help in the share. Just wanted to give a few insights into Parshas Chayesara, which you just read this past Shabbos, and maybe at this time we're going to go into a little bit of Toldos. So I just wanted to say that this Parsha is a Parsha of transition, because now the next generation is coming into the storyline. And much like this past month has been a month of transition, in a sense that we are still reeling from the October 7th massacre, and the Jewish people are in a state of mourning for the 43 Chayalim that have lost their lives, and we hope and pray that the war comes to an end soon, Bekarov, that there shouldn't be any continued loss of life. And so we're davening and we're learning for our Chayalim and our Chayalot and for Am Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael, Torah Yisrael, the State of Israel. It's all one. We know that Vayu Chaye Sarah, Shnei Chaye Sarah, we say that she had two lives. The two lives were that one was with Avram, and then as a result of her Masen Tovim, she was Zochet to have children. And that child was Yitzchak. And Yitzchak at the Akedah was 37 years of age. And similarly, the word Vayihiyu is equal to 37, which means that her life was with her child. And every Jewish mother, if, you know, because we, all of us are glued to news and we're trying to find out what the latest news is in Eretz Yisrael. So when we see videos, it's always, you know, that beautiful homecoming of the children coming back to their mothers, because, you know, that's the whole life of a mother, is their children. It's fascinating because when we look inside this parsha of ours, we see that there's a bracha that's given by none other than Lavan. We say Lavan's a Bilam. And when Rivka Yemena was preparing herself to make that big decision that she was ready to leave, Lavan, her brother, comes along and says, Ati la'afi revava v'yira zarech eis shar sonav. And that's really interesting because by the Akedah, Avram Vina was given a similar bracha that says, v'yira zarech eis shar oivav. So by Avram Vina, he was going to have a Yishmal. And Yishmal is an oyev. Lavan had a premonition because he understood that Rivka was going to have with Yitzchak a Yaakov and an Esav, and Esav son is Yaakov. And that's the reason why he said, V'yira zarech eis shar sonav. But it's interesting because when the bracha is given, it says, Ati yila alfi ravava, you will be like tens of thousands, which in a way decreases the blessing of infinitum that Avraham Avinu had received, which was, Kichokhvei ha-shamayim, V'chachol asher alspas hayam, that you will be like the sand on the beach and like the stars in the sky. And anybody and everybody knows that it's impossible to count the sand, much like it's impossible to count stars, because there are galaxies that are so far away that even today's astronomers have not yet discovered them. So is the bracha that was given over a means by Lavan, the deceiver, of decreasing that which Avraham Avinu had been given? So Machavrusa, Rabbi Avraham Bakermoff, likes to explain that the word Alfei Revava means that there are alufim, generals, leaders, commanders. And what we're seeing today is that Klal Yisrael stepped up in a way that is unimaginable in terms of the outpouring of support for our brothers and sisters in Israel to such an extent that it's impossible for the State of Israel to absorb all of the equipment that is being sent over. So every one of us is a person of accomplishments. Before we begin our meal on Friday night, we said two kapilach tehillim. And before we daven, whenever we daven, we always say two kapilach tehillim. And so we're constantly thinking about our brothers and sisters in Israel. And we're doing all we can to support them. And that is a level of ati la'afir avava. That's a level of that you will become a leader. And leaders are defined by those that sacrifice their time for others. And that's exactly what Klal Yisrael does and has been doing since the massacre occurred. I just wanted to also express that every single parsha that we've gone through since Sefer Bereishis began has some reference to our modern day times. When we say Bereishis, of course, it's a new beginning. Ki yetzi lev ha'adam ra min urav. We see exactly what evil looks like when we saw what Hamas had done to us. In Parshas Noach, the Torah tells us, v'aretz malei Hamas. In Parshas Lech Lecha, we see that it says, ki nishba achiv, referring to Lot, and imri na'achosiyat, referring to Sarah Imenu. When we know that in relation to Avraham Avinu, Sarah was neither a sister, much like Lot was not a brother. So the answer is that when we are dealing with somebody that is captive and held against their will, then they have become our brothers and sisters. We don't need any long speech to explain to us how we might be related, and this one got married to this one, and that generation, and this generation, and the third, fourth cousin, who knows? It does not matter. We are all brothers and sisters. When we turn to Vayera, we see that the Akedah and how Avraham Avinu responded, he could have said a lot, he could have complained a lot, but what is the Jewish response? It is Esar Liakov, Akol Kol Yaakov, Ayidayim Yidei Esav, Eile Berechav, Eile Basusim, V'anachem B'Shem Hashem Naskir. What our most powerful weapon is our tefillos, our davening, our learning. That's what stems the tide. And then when we turn to Parshas Chayesara, there's a small little nakuda that I wanted to just raise that is a very powerful one. I'll close out with this. It says that in Parshas Vayera, that Avraham Avinu ve'alabakar ratzavram, he runs after the cow. Normally cows are not running anywhere. But this cow had a mission. As if to reveal something unique to Avraham Avinu, he goes into a cave, and Avraham Avinu finds the Shechina is there. He immediately begins to daven. He's drawn to this kever. He's drawn to the Machpelah, which turns out to be the Machpelah. And when it comes time for Sarah to find her final resting place, this is where it has to be. Interestingly, Machpelah is the Gematria 175. HaMachpelah is 180, signifying that that's the number of years that Avram lived, the number of years that he could have lived. And he lived 5 years less so that he should not see Esav go to Tarvis Ra, to go off the Derech. Okay, so he comes back into the Kever, and it says in the Pasuk, Vayakam HaSada V'Amara Shabo, that the Sada, Rashi tells us, Kipshuto Shel Mikra, something fascinating that we never would have understood, that the earth and the Machpelah stood up in deference to Avram and Sarah. And then when they come inside, we hear that there's a discussion that Adam and Chava are standing at the kever. And Adam says to Avram Avinu, my wife Chava is uncomfortable being in the same cave as Sarah Imenu because she feels she brought Misa into the world, and to have this world bereft of Sarah Imenu is unconscionable. It's not something that we're able to live with. We can't. The concept of the term rest in peace comes from this storyline. And so Adam turns to Avram and says, daven for me. And that's what Avram does, and that's what the Pasuk says, V'sham kavar Avram es Sarah ishto. And there Avram buried Sarah. But the word es is l'rabos Chava. First Avram buried Chava, and then he put her to rest, and then Adam went back to rest, and then he buried Sarah. And that's what we call Nicham Avelim. That's what Avraham Avinu did for Adam and Chava. So we have to understand that the prayer that Avraham Avinu did to be comforting toward Adam Arishon, as well as Chava Imenu, is something that we are doing today in the sense that we are davening for those that are no longer here. We're learning for those that are no longer here. We're also, Yibadah V'chaim Aruchim, davening for those that they should have a long, happy, healthy life, and we should continue to keep memories alive through our own mitzvot and ma'asim tovim that are so precious and so dear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I just came from the dinner, MTJ dinner, in memory of Moreno Rav Moshe Feinstein and in memory of his son, Rav David, and these were two amazing tzaddikim. To be in the presence of Rav David was to be in the presence of a malach and to be in the presence of a navi. I just felt very close to Rav David. He was just a very sweet person. And we're learning that everything that we're doing should be a schus for Klal Yisrael. And we close out with this one thought of Ayetze Yitzhak Lasuach Basada. He went out to David in the field, Lifnos Erev. which we know is that he was metaken mincha, and we know that mincha is a present, which means that it's an es ratzon, that it's a very difficult time for us to make time for mincha, but lifnos erev, it's before the darkness sets in. So it should be a bracha for all of us that we should take on davening mincha with kavana, and we should think about the words and internalize them, and in that schus we should hear shenishma v'nisbasa besuros tovos for all of Klal Yisrael, and that we should hear good things coming from Eretz Yisrael, and we should be blessed with a happy and a very most successful week. This is Mordechai Plotzker wishing you the very best, and thank you so much for joining us this evening.